This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have CLytics' very own Naveen Jain. He's on the show talking to us about his upcoming CLytics Summit that's going to be taking place April 10th through the 13th at the Microsoft Conference Center in Redmond, Washington. A beautiful, beautiful conference or campus there for sure. Gosh, we're going to be exploring how data affects every part of the credit union. It's not just for technologists anymore. It's for the entire enterprise. And Naveen has put together a stellar group of speakers and topics on the agenda that's second to none in this area. And we hope you guys attend. But in the meantime, I hope you guys enjoy our interview. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have CLytics' very own Naveen Jain. Naveen, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Thank you so much, Mike. Looking forward for this session. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing great and better now that you're here, because we get to talk about your CLytics Summit coming up this spring in Seattle. You guys are going to be on the Microsoft campus, right? Is that where you guys are going to hold it?
That is correct. So we will be again in person, and this is the 8th year we are doing this summit. Mm-hmm. It is going to be at Microsoft Conference Center in their headquarters, Redmond. So yeah, we are, and more importantly, Mike, we are looking forward to having you there.
It's my first time
in person. Yes,
I know. I'm really excited because I've been hearing such great things about your conference for so long now, and finally the stars have aligned, and we get to go up there and check it out in person and talk to all the experts that you have there. So for those couple of people who may not. Maybe there's one or two out there who haven't heard of the summit, though. Give us a quick summary on what it's all about. What can attendees expect?
Sure, absolutely. So just to give you a little background.
Sure.
So this whole CLytics conference, essentially our summit, started in way back in 2016. And this is when I was still working at a credit union.
Okay.
Leading the data analytics practice. And I realized that there are so many critical design decisions that people have to make to run a successful data analytics transformation program. These design decisions across the defining the strategy, aligning with the stakeholders, defining the processes, organizing the teams. Should it be centralized or should it be decentralized? Should it be hybrid? And then, of course, the technology decisions. There are so many technology decisions that needs to be made, whether it is around data integration or data storage. Should it be in the cloud? Should it be on-prem? What are the pros and cons? And what makes it even more challenging is that there are so many vendors out there,
mm-hmm.
right? So yes. Each of those design decisions are so critical to make a very effective data analytics program.
Yeah,
and I think another thing which makes it even more complex is that what has worked for one credit union is not likely to work for another credit union.
Exactly right.
Everyone is different. Mm-hmm. The talent that they have is different. The motivations that they have is different. The why that they have is different. And the permutation and combinations with so many different options all makes it so complex.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea behind the summit is that how we can get together the professionals in the industry who are passionate about data and digital, mm-hmm. so that we can uncover and we can learn together and we can all grow.
Yeah.
The outcome that people should expect is that not only they should be looking to connect with the peers, thought leaders and all, but I think more important is that they will be more confident when they are putting together a program roadmap and taking it to execution, ultimately showing the value to the business functions, because the organizations, they are making huge investments,
mm-hmm.
the data analytics program, and the cost of the investment is huge. The cost of not making the investment is even bigger.
Even bigger, you're right.
But the bigger, another challenge is the cost of making the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Because as you are making those hundreds of different decisions, actually, recently we put together more like an architecture diagram, blueprint architecture for data analytics. And there are literally hundreds of decisions, dozens and dozens of decisions that people have to make. And knowing the pros and cons of those decisions is important. And I think this is essentially becoming, our CLytics Summit has become annual gathering
yeah.
of professionals, thought leaders, experts in the industry, so that we can help each other and we can all grow together.
Yeah, yeah. The attendees that will be going to this conference will definitely have those questions answered for them and then some. Because if you love data and you know the significance of it, this is the conference to go to, obviously. And so who should be attending? Obviously, anybody who, again, who loves data will be going to this one. You know, technology folks. I mean, who's your target audience for this conference?
Very, very, very good question. So I think there are actually, maybe it is a two-part question.
Okay.
One is that who should be going?
Yeah.
And the second is, what is the type of content that they will find meaningful and useful to them? So anyone who works with the data day in, day out basis, people who are data engineers, data analysts, architects, IT folks, technology folks, of course, it is a go-to place for them. But one more important thing is that the data is important for all the business functions within the organization. You tell me, which function should not be using data?
I agree. Yeah, everybody.
Whether it is marketing, whether it is finance, whether it is risk, whether it is lending, collections, you name it. And the interesting thing is that we have case studies sessions from the most progressive credit unions touching on all those different aspects at the event. And that is what makes this event very unique, because in terms of the attendees, we see a lot of C-level people coming in, CEOs, CLOs, CMOs, chief lending officers, risk officers. Basically, they are coming in to make sure that they are making the right decisions.
Right.
They are coming there to know what are the right questions that they should be asking.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming there to know what are the problems that data can help them solve.
Yep.
Then the data folks who work on the data, with the data on a day-to-day basis, are definitely going to be there, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the content, actually, this is one event which is very, very rich in content. I think that we have a very strong lineup of speakers. So just to give you a very quick glimpse of what the event is going to look like, we are going to have some very interesting keynotes. One of the first keynote, the opening keynote, is going to be about the fourth industrial revolution led by AI and data.
Okay.
So this is going to be with Alok Agrawal. He is fantastic. He's actually writing a book about on this very topic, where he talks about 1950 to 2050, how the data analytics and AI has changed the world and how it is going to change the world going forward, right? Between now and 2050. And he is actually going to be talking about how it is impacting our day-to-day life, but it's also about how it is impacting the business, how we do the business, how we engage with the members, how do we engage with our team members, how the marketplace as a whole is changing. Then we have a very interesting another keynote with which is all about the branch strategy insights.
Oh, interesting. So okay.
Many credit unions, for them, branches are very important, how they interact and engage with the members in the community. But they are also a big part of how they bring in the revenue, but also biggest expense on their balance sheet.
Yeah.
Right. So any optimization that can be done on the branches, how do you measure the performance? What are the things that should be done in the branches to make them more effective?
Yeah.
Is going to be important.
Yeah.
Another big part is around the transformation. So we actually have the ex-dean of Caltech Executive Education, Hari Puri, and he will be talking about the business transformation and the three key things that makes or breaks the transformation. I think any transformation, whether it is led by data or data definitely plays a role, but are very hard. And how organizations can be successful in basically aligning all the right stars, people, processes, technologies, so that they can be successful with that transformation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have a keynote, which is about marketing, which is the critical role that marketing is playing in the today's credit union, or maybe the future credit union, to further the interaction, engagement, and the partnership with the members.
Okay, yeah.
That is one part. Another thing, which apart from the keynotes, is the panel discussions. And we have a strong lineup of panel discussions. One is a discussion with the CEOs, navigating the data and digital landscape. Second, a panel with the CFOs. What are the critical design decisions that they are making on a day-to-day basis to further the organizational objectives from the risk management perspective, from the portfolio mix perspective, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, lending is our bread and butter. So we have a panel discussion with the chief lending officers of two of the most progressive credit unions in the nation, and they will be talking about how the lending landscape is changing and
cool.
how data and digital can help you achieve those things.
Oh, that's cool.
But we are not done yet.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. And most exciting thing of this entire event is the data transformation challenge. And this is where the key credit unions, the progressive credit unions, are going to come on the stage and share with you the case studies about what, how they are using data, whether for their collection teams, whether for their member experience, mm-hmm. whether make your their branches more effective. And there, this is one session that you just cannot miss. Right. And in addition to all of those things, there are tons of other case studies which are going to be there. There is going to be networking opportunities. We will have an award session where we will recognize the people who have contributed to the CLytics community, mm-hmm. and we will recognize their efforts. And also we will, of course, as I said, give away the awards for the analytics or data transformation challenge.
Awesome. Awesome. Which keeps everybody on their toes. And I like how you reinforce the point that data is just not for the technology department at a credit union anymore. It affects everybody now. And it's so cool that you're bringing in everybody from every section of a credit union, from marketing to lending to operations to leadership, you know, you name it, it affects everything. So I'm so glad you're bringing in that. It's going to be, every angle is going to be covered, so to speak. So I think
absolutely.
People are going to really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really, really good stuff. So, and looking at the big picture here, how do you see this event benefiting credit unions? I mean, what's the, obviously we're going to get better educated in the data analytics sector, obviously, because it's so, so vital. And we can't take a breath today without talking about data and how we're analyzing it and how we're using it now. So, I mean, from your perspective, because you live and breathe this, Naveen. So from your, I mean, or maybe the better question is what are some takeaways? What do you want the attendees to take back to their credit union on a Monday morning after your conference and in regards to data and how they can better use it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think the key thing, as I said, is the design decisions that people have to make.
Mm-hmm.
They are running their business.
So many decisions, yeah.
There are so many decisions. And I think knowing how data can make them informed decisions, and in some cases, how data can guide them in making the right decisions, that is crucial. When, for example, when you are running those marketing campaigns, or when you are interacting and engaging with those members who are coming into your branches, or when people are coming or calling your call center, each of those points, you have to make certain decisions,
mm-hmm.
so that you can deepen your interactions and engagements with your members. You can be more competitive in the marketplace. You are able to serve the products and services that your members are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason why you need to be there. You don't need to be there just to learn and basically not do anything about it. It's all about how you take that learning from the experts,
yep.
from the thought leaders, from those folks who have basically been on that path before, how you can take that learnings and how you can apply so that you are making the right decisions,
mm-hmm.
for your organization. So the next time when we get together at the summit, maybe the attendees, one of those people,
yeah.
are actually back on the stage.
Yeah.
Because that's the cool thing about CLytics Summit, is that it is a community-oriented event. And anyone and everyone who contributes to the community actually gets a free pass to the summit.
Right on.
Right? So we want this community to learn and grow together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the reason why I think you should be coming to the summit.
Yeah, no, and I think this, I mean, I don't say, I, you know, this has become probably the premier data focused conference in the credit union industry for sure. Because you go onto the website, and we'll have a link to it and everything so people can go onto it, but you just scroll and you see the, you know, the all the speakers that you have there and all the topics that are going to be covered. I mean, you just scroll on and on. There's so many experts out there providing you with a ton of information, again, from all different angles, like you said in the beginning. So yeah, I think this is really, really cool here. And I just want to reiterate that, again, it's going to be, I don't know if we said the dates at the very top here, but it's April 10th to the 13th. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. So we start on April 10th and it is until April 13th.
Fantastic. Right. And we'll put the data in the show notes too and everything else. So anything else to add here, Naveen? Because I know you are hard at work in preparations right now for something that's going to be happening in a couple of months. So any final thoughts here before we get going on this?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So one is, if you want to register for the event, go to events.colytics.com.
Okay.
And you can register over there. There are some really good deals as far as registration is concerned.
Okay.
One of them is that credit unions who are sending in their bigger teams, and there are many who are coming in a group, big groups, they can sign up for organizational membership.
Okay.
Best part of this membership is that it includes 10 free registrations for your team members.
Oh, wow.
And basically, this is the best deal out there. The cost per attendee is less than $250 if you sign up for.
Okay, that's unheard of, Naveen. Wow, well done. Good for you.
Of course, you can sign up as a professional member and you get a very good deal as well.
Okay.
And the best thing is that if you contribute to the community, and we do have some spots available for you to contribute to the community and to the success of the event, and you get your registration is essentially included.
Okay.
Sounds good. Go to events.colytics.com, check it out. Looking forward to seeing you all for our next in-person summit. I'm so excited to meet you there.
Likewise. And the other thing about your event too that I've heard, Naveen, it's very interactive. So bring your opinions, bring your experience and your success stories, all that type of stuff. And feel free to contribute. That's what I hear too. A lot of people are contributors as well, even if you're just an attendee.
Absolutely. And I think I should mention over there that one thing that I can really promise to you over there is that you are going to have a fantastic learning and networking opportunity. We curate our attendees very carefully. So that you are interacting and engaging with your peers in a meaningful manner.
Yep, indeed. And you're in a beautiful part of the country too. So up in the Northwest where Microsoft is located, up in Redmond. So you're going to be in a great environment and learning a ton and lots of takeaways for sure. So all right, Naveen, well, I know you have a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long, but thank you so much for your time and your insights, and look forward to coming up in the spring.
Thank you so much, Mike. Looking forward to meeting you in person and looking forward to seeing everyone who are watching this video to be at the event in April. Indeed.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.